This text by Father Bungi does not require much commentary by me, and I invite you to read it when you have the time. Let me just say a couple of words about why it's here. Father Bungi is one of the greatest living scholars on the subject of early monasticism, and particularly on Evagrius Ponticus. Unfortunately, most of his writings are either in French or in German. Very, very few of them exist in English. And so the English-speaking world has not had the opportunity to take advantage of his work. Father Bungi is a Benedictine. He is a former monk of Chaveton, but he lives now as a hermit in the Alps, in the very far north of Italy, as a diocesan hermit. He is, again, a very, very interesting author, and it is to him that I think we owe part of the modern awareness of the interrelationship between psalmody and prayer. This text that I've brought together here and translated represents the first two chapters of a book called Geistgebet, or Spiritual Prayer, which was intended to be a commentary on Evagrius's De Oratione, which is available in translation in a variety of places, in part in the Philokalia, but also on its own in Father Bamberger's edition of the Practicos and Chapters on Prayer, which is available from Cistercian Press. This commentary points out several things about Evagrius' text that otherwise would probably not be as obvious to us. In particular, there's a vindication of Evagrius' understanding of the place of Christ in Christian worship. There are a number of themes that are dealt with in these texts that I think are very important for us to be aware of. But in particular, he points out the themes that we've looked at in terms of the earlier material, and that is the interrelationship between the chanted psalmody and the silent prayer that would have been offered afterwards. He describes such things as posture during prayer. He quotes a variety of texts from Evagrius that we've glanced at and gives a longer discussion of each of them. And then he also provides a very interesting introduction to some of the slightly later Palestinian tradition that also gives us an awareness of what it meant to pray during this interval that followed the Psalms. He gives some examples from the writings of Barsunuphius and John, contemporaries of Saint Benedict from the Palestinian monastic milieu, which again are not as widely known or available in English as they might be. So this text is available for you to reflect upon and do with as you wish, but I'd strongly urge you to spend some time with it. It contains many of the themes we've looked at, described and explicated in greater detail, and also, I would say, provided in a much more succinct fashion than we've gone over so far. So it'll provide a very good review of some of the material we've looked at thus far.